Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Match Ball.
Welcome to the show. It's brought to you with Levi Solicitors. 10% off your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. My name's Dan Moylan. Hello. And I'm joined by Michael Normanton.
Hello.
And Moscow White. Daniel Chapman.
Hello.
30 years on, game by game, we chart the progress from promotion in 1990 to the lifting of the championship trophy in 1992. This is the Match Ball 30, where we do a match ball on the anniversary of every game. Three wins on the bounce before this, and we are back to Elland Road to host Manchester City, who are just behind us in the table.
But just ahead of us are Crystal Palace. This one, if we win, could go third on goal difference, and Europe beckons.
And you can tell it's reflected in the attendance, nearly 29,000 inside Elland Road today for this one. You can see the place filling up, the anticipation growing, a European tour on the cards.
Everybody's eyeing the tunnel.
I believe this. Are they still digging that at the minute?
But, you know, we can chivvy them along. Leeds are in Europe.
The lineups for this game then. John Lukic in goal for Leeds United with Mel Sterland, Mike Whitlow, John McClelland and Chris White making up the defence. So Chris Fairclough still on the bench. He's not quite fit yet. Midfield is David Batty, Andy Williams, Gary McAllister and Gary Speed. There's a very significant name missing there, isn't there? Carl Schott and Lee Chapman completing the 11 on the pitch with Fairclough and Bobby Davison on the bench. Where's Strack?
Late injury. Yes. Wilkinson was being quite coy about his lineup. Obviously, we have Niall Quinn to deal with in the Manchester City team, and he was asked which two defenders he was going to pick, with McClelland playing quite well, but Chris Fairclough being fit, and Wilkinson said, I shall name two central defenders, or I might even name three. But they just named two.
What a wily old fox, eh?
Left Fairclough on the bench. But yeah, Strachan's injured his groin in training, so misses out, which is
pathetic.
The second game he's missed since he signed for Leeds United in March 1988.
It's now sick note, bastard, get rid.
April 1991. And he was crowing about how those swanning around in a limousine with Gary McAllister protects his muscles. Well, I dread to think what they must have done for this injured groin to have flared up.
So Scottish shorts. That's what's done it for him.
You think the air wasn't getting to his...
Too much air, I think, given how baggy they were.
Oh, it was all trapped inside, I suppose. Yeah. It could create a pressure pocket, couldn't it?
A little pinch in the groin is where the shorts need to be, just to help him.
The Man City lineup: Tony Cotton in goal. We've got Alan Harper, Neil Poynton, Steve Redmond, Andy Hill, Ian Brightwell, Mark Ward, David White, fine specimen of an athlete on the right wing, Mark Brennan, Adrian Heath and Niall Quinn, managed by Peter Reid.
And Niall Quinn is the danger man, in form for them. Scored in each of his last three games, including one for Era against England at Wembley, and a hat-trick against Crystal Palace when they helped us out by beating them. Wilkinson says he's obviously full of confidence at the moment. I would suspect, though, that he has some way to go to catch Lee Chapman this season. And he does reveal we were interested in him at one time and we did make an offer for him. But my main concern is how we perform. He doesn't say when, whether that was before we got Chapman, whether it was back in 1988 when we still had John Pearson and Ian Baird and Bob Taylor, who he swapped for Carl Schott, or whether it was this season when we've been linked to everybody in under the sun. And we were talking about, can you imagine a Lee Chapman and Niall Quinn strike partnership. Both, I think Chapman's maybe a little bit shorter at 6'2". Niall Quinn's 6'4". But that would be formidable.
Pair of them just heading the ball to each other down the pitch.
We're bringing back memories of that John Pearson, Chapman strike force that we've seen a couple of times this season already.
I think Niall Quinn's probably a little bit better than John Pearson.
It comes with disco pants, so...
He does. And 16 goals so far this season, whereas Chapman has 24. So as Will God says, he's no Lee Chapman, but he is good.
Well, we didn't win this, as you can see from the episode title, unfortunately. Felt like a bit of a blow, given that we came into it with that little bit of momentum, those three games on the bounce. So what's the story of this game then? What was it like?
Niall Quinn's doing Lee Chapman things. That's what the story of the game is. The opening goal is one that we've scored a few times this season. Little near post flick on, which Quinn gets, and then Hill heads it in at the back post.
It's so Wilco Leeds United is this goal. It's annoying to concede it.
Andy Hill's only just joined them as well. He's a new signing from Bury, of all places. They've dragged him up from the third division, a former Scum youth player too. So you'd think the Manchester City fans would be rejecting a player who had been in the youth team with Clayton Blackmore and Mark Hughes. But no, apparently they love him because he scores against Leeds.
So Man City attacking the South Stand in their all purple with white and sky blue trim, scoring that goal.
Quite a lot of time for this kit, actually. It's sort of a magenta, and I always quite liked it.
27 minutes on the clock and we are 1-0 down, but we'd had quite a lot of the ball up to this point.
Yeah, too short had a couple of chances. Coton, who is a very good goalkeeper, made an excellent save from the first one. The other one, a Chapman flick on, naturally, but Shorty's shot went just wide. But we're much the better team. Batty is in outstanding form in this one, playing all the football. And we do get back into it before half-time.
And it does start with Batty, who, as in midfield, plays it out to the right-hand side where Mel Sterling puts a cross in. You think it's going to be a classic Chapman header, but it's a good save from Coton, and then it speed manages to pick it up on the byline and just pulls it back for Gary Mack, who just taps it in from about a yard out.
You can see why this one got away from us, though, can't you? It's because we're attacking the cop in the first half.
This never feels right, does it?
No. They've turned us around here, haven't they?
It's funny why the header from Chapman didn't go straight in. It is a very good save from Tony Coton, who's one of the... He's kind of in that gang with Chris Woods and David Seaman and Nigel Martin and Tony Coton, who are all kind of around the England squad. Coton generally always the worst of the four, but he's capable of pulling out a good save.
You could argue he had the best hair, though. He had formidable hair.
He lost out on the Tash status to Nigel Martin as well. He was never in Martin's league.
He's in a team here as well, Neil Poynton, who had a really good mullet, and Tash combo at one stage as well. So
Alan Harper as well noted, I think they all inherited it from Paul Power back in the day. He set the template for Manchester City players with Tashes and mullets.
I mean, I know it's 30 years, but we have come a long way in terms of footballer haircuts. You know, 4K TV has changed things significantly, hasn't it? When you go back to the standard definition, maybe on telly once every 3 months appearance.
I mean, you pointed out, Dan, from the coverage of this that we have, that it's basically being filmed in the dark as well, which doesn't seem to be helping matters at all.
No.
Yeah. It was going about the powerful Leeds United floodlights that were the tallest in Europe and would light up the city when Leeds were playing at home over an evening. I'm not sure if they switched them on for this one. We're just playing under the Lowfields emergency lighting.
They put them too far away. Yeah. That's what's gone wrong. Too nearer the pitch.
They are lighting up the city, just not enough of the pitch. Not, yes. The lumens value is disappointing.
It's people sitting in Rothwell. The living room's lit up beautifully and Elland Road's just in the dark.
Yeah, it does look very, very grim in terms of lighting. But yeah, McAllister equalises on 39. So we're only actually behind for 12 minutes. So we've got that resilience in us.
And we are way better. I mean, the shots on target is 7-3 to us by the end. Corners, 8-5. Our football was applause-worthy throughout this match. We had Elland Road on their feet, enjoying Batty and McAllister dominating in midfield. Even without Gordon Strachan in the team, feels like we've got enough to deal with the likes of Ian Brightwell and Mark Brennan and Inchy Heath. Although he's a striker, though, isn't he? You can never tell with Adrian Heath. I was kind of dismissed him because his nickname was Inchy, and I felt like he wasn't worthy of much more consideration after that.
I've never heard that. Why?
Short.
Oh, okay.
He had a tiny penis. That's not true. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably the story of this game, and we'll come on to the winning goal in just a second, but the YEP said, as an opening sentence in the report for this, resolute defending by Manchester City and a couple of crucial touches from Niall Quinn scuppered Leeds United's chances of taking over third place from Crystal Palace. So we had the lion's share of it.
I suppose that's the other side of it from Man City, is that Steve Redmond is quite a good defender and Tony Collin a very good goalkeeper, and those sort of things have helped them here.
And our defending less than resolute, because we just allow Niall Quinn to be stood in the box 6 yards out with nobody anywhere near him to score the winner.
But score it he did. 11 minutes from the end, he popped up at another Wilco Leeds United Chapman header. What are they doing scoring him at the wrong end? It just doesn't feel right.
And what's Chris White doing?
You would have thought we'd be able to defend better against this, considering we probably do it all the time in training. But no, I think we're just confused. Maybe it's Quinny's disco pants have thrown everybody off.
And talking about which ends we were all at, always disappointing to concede a goal like that at the Kop end. You don't like to see it. But Niall Quinn makes a little bit of hay with it, because he runs off towards the northeast corner flag and he's celebrating in front of the Kop. And you see him when he raises his arm to salute the Kop. The Kop salute him back in its own manner of speaking.
It's not going to encourage him to join Leeds up, is it? That transfer is now long gone.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, that has left the task of getting into third spot a little bit harder. Arsenal remained top, played 33, 72 points. Liverpool played 32, 64 points. So quite a gap opening there now. Palace third, 32 played, 58 points. And we have also played 32 on 55 points. So we now need Palace to drop points to let us back into third and cling on to that hope of Europe. Meanwhile, Man United are just behind us, but they've played a game more. Played 33, 52 points. And then Man City have moved up by beating us, played 33, also 52 points.
Palace have been dropping points. They've been losing games lately. So, and despite this result, we have been in good form and played well against Man City. So as Wilco says, you know, fortunately, there are still games left and points to be won. It's not an impossible task because we're only 3 points behind Palace. We can do it.
When Strachan back?
Well, that's the other thing. He doesn't know. Well, the injury happened at the 11th hour. And I have no idea at this stage what his chances are for playing the next game. He's only missed, that's 2 games in 2 seasons that he's missed. Now we've lost them both. So this is firmly, the blame for this lies entirely with Gordon Strachan.
We could really do with him back, I think, for that Liverpool game. It feels like one of the big games of the season might be just around the corner.
I mean, this was the game we were meant to lose on paper, wasn't it? The Liverpool one. You kind of looked at Man City at home and thought, yeah, win that. But now we probably need to beat Liverpool.
Wow. That shouldn't be too much of a problem. They've still got, it's Ronnie Moran in charge now since Kenny Dalglish decided he'd had enough. And as I said, we've been playing well after we've shaken off all the cup dust and now we're caught up with games in hand and all that. It's now back to just the league programme. And as Wilkinson says, we're now as first division steeled as ever we will be. I do not think there is any unknown quantity about us playing Liverpool again. The most important thing about Saturday's match is it gives us the chance to get 3 points back. But it should be interesting because Liverpool need them as much as we do. I suppose it will also be interesting because they absolutely battered us 3-0 on New Year's Day.
It will be interesting to see how far we've come. There are parallels with 2021 in this one, that Leeds get promoted and make progress and face Liverpool in April. And at the time of recording, hopefully won't concede four goals. As we mentioned on the Wimbledon match ball, sold out Liverpool game. So that's the one everyone's keen to get to Elland Road for. What about new players, though? We're looking ahead now to the summer. The transfer window's obviously closed. We're going to be looking to make some reinforcements. I mean, the talk of the strikers hasn't gone away. We're still looking at maybe a week at left back. I know you wouldn't agree with me, Moscow.
How dare you?
Given some of the royalty we've got back there, but...
Yeah, we need backup for Whitlow. So we were looking at Tommy Boyd from Motherwell, and there was that player we had played a trial match for us from Hartlepool. And we've got another trialist, which is quite an interesting one. Polish international fullback Dariusz Kubicki.
Now, I recognise that name.
Yeah, well, he's a Legia Warsaw player at this point, and they are in, well, tonight. They've played their European Cup Winners' Cup semi-final first leg against Manchester United in Warsaw. But Kubicki's not part of that because he's suspended for that game. So he's playing for our reserves instead against Rotherham. a 4-2 defeat to the Sean Gota, scoring all four goals for Rotherham. Damien Henderson and Imre Vardy scored for us. Kubicki played, I think it was 80 minutes for us. I don't know if he had to go off with an injury, which I hope not for Legia Warsaw's case. We can fast forward around this story to the end of the month for the second leg of the Cup Winners' Cup match at Old Trafford, in which Kubicki is back in Legia Warsaw's team. So this is, it's a strange...
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... I mean, we're speaking now with the Champions League matches coming up. It's as if Benjamin Mendy wasn't playing for Manchester City against Dortmund, so Bielsa got to have a look at him in our under-23s during the week, and then he goes back to them for the rest of the season. It's just kind of, it's a very weird move, but I suppose the footage that will have been available of a Polish international fullback at the time, those VHS tapes cannot rival getting a Mick Hennigan, putting him through his paces in training for a few days and then giving him a run out against Rotherham.
What do you think then, Michael? Another communist could be coming in?
Probably why I can't get the tapes out. Probably not getting them over the border. I mean,
there'll be some microfiche available that might have his scouting reports on.
Probably not a great spoiler alert to say I think we're not going to sign him. But I think he will end up in England at some point. I mean, Niall Quinn, who we've just been talking about, he'll probably go on to play with him at Sunderland maybe. Don't know, it's just me guessing.
Where his manager will be potentially Peter Reid, possibly, in this future. I was reading about this. Apparently, Peter Reid dropped him from the game when he was about to break the record for Sunderland's most consecutive appearances and cause a right uproar. He played a lot of games for Sunderland and helped them get promoted. He went to Aston Villa first. But yeah, for some reason, Peter Reid has completely wronged him on breaking a record, and I suppose Peter Reid has his own ideas, doesn't he?
Well, we better not criticise him too much, given that he's just done a job on us today. But
plus, we may need him on our team at some point in the future.
You remember in the last week we spoke about, should we say, the difficulties that some charity fundraisers encountered at Elland Road, having hauled their friend up the Three Peaks in a wheelchair, which, you know, as we said before, Michael, it's hard enough hauling yourself up there, let alone carrying any extra weight. They went to Elland Road and were promptly charged to get in.
Yes, they were doing a lap of honour and hadn't expected that would also come with buying tickets. But that got ironed out. But it's noticeable at this time, I think, as part of the sort of the rehabilitation of Leeds United into a First Division club after 8 years in Division Two, that when there is kind of a negative story, whether it's earlier in the season when we had the club were talking about taking the ticket computer out into the car park and smashing it and those kind of things, and they've inadvertently charged some charity fundraisers to do a lap of honour. The Evening Post will then carry a kind of a counter story in this front page news. It's a very nice one. Gordon Strachan going out doing nice things.
What blows my mind about this is, and he's saying happy birthday to Dora Oxley, 100th birthday. So Gordon's pictured in the paper. He's got a scarf there, taking her some flowers. She was born in 1891, so would have seen the entire history of Leeds United as an adult, which blows my tiny mind.
Therefore, surely the least she could do is leave her possessions to the club in the will, maybe. You know, if we're trying to get the good news going. That was brilliant. While we were there, she signed it all over to us.
I presume she's still going strong, even
that's,
now.
That's why Gordon was there. Well, we've got the windfall to look forward to, as if Gordon did his his job properly. He is there. It's always noticeable whenever Gordon Strachan does his public appearances. He wears his Adidas equipment gear. He had his own sponsorship deal with Adidas. But yeah, so she would have been, Dora would have been a teenager when Leeds City began, and almost into her 30s when Leeds United were founded. it'd be about 1891 to 1919, 28.
I like how she describes Gordon Strachan, aging footballer, creaking around the pitch with his dodgy hips at this point. And she said, oh, Gordon Strachan is a smashing lad.
And she's a smashing woman as well. There's a bit of story about Dora in the paper as well that her daughter-in-law Doreen tells, says that Dora was born in Hunslet, had five children, and worked at the Barnbow Ordnance Factory during the First World War, filling shells to help the war effort, which was the huge artillery factory that was a secret, even to the extent that, if you know about the, there was an explosion there and a lot of the women working there died, but nobody could talk about it during the war. It was only afterwards that anybody was allowed to know that happened, and there is now a statue there. And a good story, and much better to concentrate on Gordon Strachan taking flowers to nice old ladies than the club.
She owes him $2.99 for those flowers, by the way. She'll get the invoice through the post.
So thoughts on this one overall? Do we just need to put this one behind us and move on? It's unfortunate that we lost, because we did have the run of the game. We were the better side overall. But that's what, is that four or five times on the bounce that Man City have beaten us at home now?
It is annoying to lose when you're playing well, and we've been in good form, and it is just Strachan getting back. No Strachan, no party. So him back for Liverpool, we can probably only lose by two or three goals.
I fancy it to be a low-scoring affair, though, when we play Liverpool.
There's not got that many dangerous players, have they? Barnes, Mulby, Beardsley, Tiger. Rush.
And we know what the Wilco formula is as well these days. It's to really go at the opposition and get that game won inside the opening sort of 20 or 30 minutes, using Leeds United's momentum to shut that game down. I think we can expect the same again.
I think by half-time we'll know how the game ends, won't we?
Easy. Well, we'll reconvene for that one on April the 13th. Another sellout crowd north of 30,000 expected at Elm Road for the visit of Liverpool. We'll speak to you then.
The Match Ball.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.